Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
A world with energy doubled in price. That's a scenario for the year 2020 that 150 people in Addison County, Vermont considered for a day last weekend. Paul Ralston, executive director of the Vermont Coffee Company, laid out the scenario in detail at the beginning of one of the working groups.
In 2020, we are 12 years older. Gas costs about $8 a gallon, diesel $10 a gallon, electricity 25 cents a kilowatt hour, and dry firewood costs $600 a cord. Atmospheric carbon is at 410 parts per million, compared to 387 today, and the safe limit of 350 parts per million. Federal and state funding for schools, roads, health care, Social Security, unemployment, and income support is 50% lower than it is today. Local goods and services represent 50% of the county's economy, compared to 10% today.
The participants' task was to figure out what they want their world to look like under that scenario, and then figure out how to move in that direction. The exercise was the heart of the county's 7th Conservation Congress. The focus was on how to respond to peak oil, climate change, and the financial unraveling. Inspired by the Transition Towns movement that began in England, the organizers invited the community to plan together for radical, desirable transformations. David Brin, executive director of a key sponsoring organization, Vermont Family Forests, put it this way.
Celebrate. We can make the transition. We are very fortunate to live in an amazingly beautiful and verdant place. We are also fortunate to live in a place rich in human resources and creativity. Today, as we explore the transition that global climate change, peaking oil supplies, and a rapidly changing economy now require, we must not forget to celebrate the human ingenuity, capacity, and creativity of our Addison County community. Look around, listen to your neighbors, celebrate what we are doing, tell your story. There's already so much happening for which to be grateful.
Similarly, John Elder put the participants in the mood to imagine a positive but very different future.
We need to visualize what and whom we love in the present of our place. I remember hearing David Suzuki speak once about some of these necessary changes. And at the end of the lecture, someone put up their hand and said, "But do you really think that people in a country like this are willing to lower our standard of living?" And his answer was, "I'm talking about raising our standard of living. If we could live closer to where we work in larger multi-generational groups, if we could grow and cook more of our own food, if we could transport ourselves much more with muscle power, if we could provide more of our own entertainment, we would be moving in the direction not only of stewardship, but of pleasure, shared pleasure, not just sitting in heavy traffic in a really expensive car."
This was no mere lip service to celebration and beauty. The main work of the day was done in 12 separate rooms, each addressing a pair of related issues. Money and banking was one, food and farming was another, a third was heat and power. In each room, a visual artist listened to the discussions and summed up the discussions in a painting. The paintings were later taped together to form a long roll, and the roll was wound through a vaudeville-era device called a cranky. It was like showing a slideshow, but just with drawings. Pete Sutherland, who wrote and performed the theme music for the Peak Oil Check-In, accompanied the cranky show with his song about peak oil called Nothing But Wisdom.
When the wells run dry and the trucks don't roll, when the pilot light is out and they've had to quit the coal, when the sky is for the birds and the roads are for your feet, we will all want less and appreciate it more.
At the end of the day, each of the 12 working groups had produced not only a painting, but also a vision statement for their theme, 10 goals for the year 2020, and 3 ideas on how to move forward towards those goals. Next week, I'll talk about some of the ways these groups envisioned a hopeful and energy-poor 2020. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In. Thanks for the music, Pete.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.